This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to when stay-at-home orders can be lifted across the nation, President Trump says,
"The President of the United States calls the shots."
The President telling a White House briefing last evening he's almost done working out a plan to reopen the country, and he adds it could be done ahead of schedule. He also defended his initial response to the coronavirus back in February.
"We really have done this right. The problem is the press doesn't cover it."
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the President's Coronavirus Task Force is standing by the White House's response to the pandemic. As Fauci told reporters, President Trump acted on the mitigation advice he's been given by experts. And Fauci mentioned that starting immigration efforts sooner would have saved lives, but he wasn't implying that someone was at fault. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Chase Bank. Social distancing means more consumers are performing everyday activities using digital tools these days. And for some, it can be the first time they go digital for things like banking or grocery shopping. Nearly two-thirds of smartphone users over 50 reported in 2019 that they don't use their devices for financial transactions. Chase and AARP Foundation have collaborated to help improve digital confidence and know-how with free videos and worksheets on things like downloading an app, depositing checks, and avoiding scams. Alice Rodriguez, financial help leader for Chase, says,
"There are many online tools that can help us handle everyday tasks from home, like banking. These free resources can help you stay safe and confident online and ready to spot misinformation and scams."
To take a free online workshop on financial technology, visit aarpfoundation.org/fintech. Again, that's aarpfoundation.org/fintech.
At least 30 people are dead in the nation's worst tornado outbreak in years as damaging winds swept across the east yesterday, but that followed Easter Sunday's 40 tornadoes reported in the south. 11 people were killed in Mississippi, 9 in South Carolina, 6 in Georgia, and others died under falling trees and inside collapsed buildings in Arkansas and North Carolina. A Florida doctor is losing custody of her young daughter during the coronavirus pandemic. A Miami-Dade judge has temporarily granted Dr. Teresa Green's ex-husband full custody of the couple's 4-year-old daughter until it's believed the coronavirus could no longer be a major health threat. The judge ruling that because Green is dealing with coronavirus patients herself at a South Florida hospital, she could pose a health risk to her child. Green argued that she's capable of keeping her daughter safe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A coronavirus outbreak is now brewing on the Navy hospital ship docked in the port of Los Angeles. On Monday, the Navy announced 4 more crew members aboard the USNS Mercy have tested positive. That means 7 on the ship's crew have now caught the virus since its first case was reported last Wednesday. Ford Motor Company expects to report nearly $500 million in losses for the first quarter of this year. The automaker anticipating reporting at least $34 billion in revenue and a $0.6 billion loss in adjusted earnings when figures are released on April 28th. Ticketmaster is now under fire after the company updated its refund policy. Customers say they're outraged because Ticketmaster changed the wording for its refund policy from offering refunds for postponed, rescheduled, or canceled events to only canceled events. Ticketmaster officials say the refund policy for proposed or postponed events has always been set by event organizers and not by them. And the Rekindle Art School in Seattle says video game voice actor Rick May has died after contracting the virus. May appeared in more than 300 shows, widely known for his famous "do a barrel roll" quote from Nintendo's beloved Star Fox 64 video game. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Getting America back on track and flattening the curve, as they say. It's what it's all about. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Dr. Gerard Lomero is with us. He's back to update his previous coronavirus models, especially in light of the IMHE models that have been consistently off. It's been a moving target, has it not, Gerard?
Well, absolutely. It's been moving for the models because the models have been wrong, and they keep downsizing the models and the negative projections. Let's face it, modeling has a lot of issues with it. The global climate change models have lots of issues, and you can't rely blindly on models. You have to take them in the context of what trends they indicate and whether or not you can gain some real knowledge from them. But you can't just assume that a model can predict the number of people who are going to die from a virus.
Well, the other thing, too, it's reliant on the data. If the data is faulty, for example, you mentioned the whole climate change incident, which, of course, the European model in which the WHO drew from was the same people that did give us those faulty global warming analysis and models. Were they not?
Yeah, absolutely. There was faulty data that was used, and there are faulty assumptions in the model. You know, a model can do anything you want it to do.
Yes.
They have a bunch of knobs. You can think of it as sort of like a video game, a model. And you have a lot of dials that you can dial and say, oh, well, let's assume that the virus has an R0. That's how many people the first person infects. Let's say that's 3 instead of 2. Well, then it goes up by like a million after 6 months.
Exactly.
You know, and you can, and it may not go up exactly a million, but you know what I mean.
Exactly.
You dial the numbers, you get a different answer. Yeah. Let's face it, the IHME models, University of Washington, have been consistently way off. And right now we have Chris Murray out there who's saying, well, we can't just go back because we may get another spike. All the indications are we are not. We should not be under quarantine. We should not be under isolation. I think this was way overblown.
Well, the problem is when you've got a lot of skin in the game from these scientists and all these doctors and everything, they don't want to, you know, go back. You know, they're going to be hard pressed to admit to the truth. And part of the truth here, Gerard, what we're finding out, and it only makes sense, and we questioned this several weeks ago, said, look, if you are incentivizing COVID-19 discovery, everything looks like COVID-19. And look at what's happened with the flu reporting numbers. The numbers are off. So what, all of a sudden COVID-19 came in like a Pac-Man and ate up all the flu viruses?
Yeah, no kidding. No, there, you can go through just a list of one thing after another that is, you know, that's wrong. Their assumptions are wrong and the kinds of things they've done. For example, even the data collection. In some states, if you have met someone who has COVID and you have a little runny nose or cold, they assume you've got it. And
exactly.
You've now bumped up the number of cases by one.
Right.
And you may not have it at all. You may have something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't take the time to test people. One example.
Well, hang on one second, Gerard, because I want to point this out to people, because we've been relying on the information from Dr. Birx and also Dr. Fauci.
Right.
And to this point that you just stressed, Dr. Birx was really clear the other day when she said that it's okay to assume that that is a COVID-19 related incident. Well, maybe in her world, but in a world that is on quarantine and whose economy has been stopped, boy, I think that's a hefty assumption.
It absolutely is. It changes the numbers. And
right.
Any time you change an assumption in a model, you change the results. You also have the kind of built-in differential equation kind of thing that the combination of numbers that come out are typically going up exponentially. So when you have one exponential model that builds on all these little sub-models, and they're all going up in exponential directions, and you tweak the numbers, wow, they go off the chart.
Exactly.
That's what happens.
Yeah, and then you get Al Gore making movies and winning Oscars for it. I mean, this is ridiculous, because the fear factor has gone on exponentially to the point that it's put all these people out of a job. I mean, millions of people. And it's interesting. The people that are giving us this stuff, they still have a job?
Absolutely. And they also have a vested interest in not admitting that maybe they made a mistake,
mm-hmm.
because they might lose their job.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about the damage that's done from these models, if people have misinterpreted the numbers, which it appears they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, a new revelation study yesterday was pretty profound, that indicated that we found a new comorbidity factor, and that is age.
Mm, yes.
Also, a lot of the people who died were obesity and age together.
Oh, did you say age or AIDS?
No, I said age and
obesity. Oh, age and obesity. Okay, right.
Right, and those two together seem to have really ramped up people who die. So in other words, if you're over 75 and you happen to be an extra 100 pounds overweight and you get this for real, you've got a tough fight ahead of you.
Exactly. And even if you got the flu, you got a tough fight ahead of you, right?
Right, but those people have it worse. But you take your typical 40-year-old, 30-year-old, 20-year-old, and even the kids in school who get immunity very quickly to most things, we put them out of circulation. And so we're not allowing them to build up their own immunity. We're just shutting down, isolating the entire country. Normally you isolate someone who's really, truly ill and highly contagious. You don't isolate everybody from all interactions.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these governors that have gone so far as to say you can't have a group meeting in your own home of your own family members, that's absurd.
Well, you bring up an interesting point here, and we were discussing this the other day, Gerard, and that has to do with the crowd immunity. I think it's called something else.
Herd
immunity. And that's being compromised because of this quarantine process. So what could be the net effect, that if, in fact, the doctors are right and this is now a seasonal issue, when this comes back, are we helping or hurting in the consideration of herd immunity, to where it could end up doing more damage the next time around than it did the first time because we compromised the process? Just a thought.
My thought is that probably it will balance out, and so that we could have done it. We could have done things better. Okay, for right now, but probably in that time period, we're going to have a vaccine anyway. And so the second time around, plus we're going to have drugs. We're going to have people using the hydroxychloroquine, for example, yeah, which works really well from all the anecdotal evidence and even the minor studies that have been done. Mm-hmm. And you have governors who are saying, no, you shouldn't use that. Well, why not? If it saves a few lives, if it saves 1,000 lives, why not use those drugs?
Exactly. If it was their grandmother or something, get me the hydroxychloroquine in a heartbeat. And, you know, again, this is, unfortunately, it is being spirited by those that do not like this president. And, you know, they don't care if Americans are dying because it drives the agenda of supporting their hatred for Donald Trump. You know, it's unfortunate. We're all having to pay the price. Dr. Gerard Lomero is with us, and we'll continue right after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. faith and politics. It may be your interpretation. Bill Martinez.
Our Father and our God, we bow our heads to you in humility, understanding that we are not competent in and of ourselves to handle this kind of global calamity. We look to you, Lord, to be the source, the strength, the help, the light that we need. Strengthen our first responders. Strengthen even our broadcast people. Strengthen all of us whose lives have been devastated and disrupted. And give us the peace that passes all understanding. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Never stop. You never stop working. Even when I can see it, you're working.
What a great prayer from T-Day Jakes, huh? Oh, I'm telling you. It moves me. And really, gives me rhyme to my spirit, and especially in the season of Easter and the Passover and all the time that I think America is returning to its spiritual roots and realizing that this situation that has attacked our country, this invisible war and invisible disease, COVID-19, and here we are, the effect of it. Some have said maybe this is God's judgment. Maybe it is. I don't know for sure if it is, but even if it isn't, what does it hurt to think that it might be? And it brings up the question, are we worthy to be judged? Do we need to be judged? And I'll let that shoe fit on whatever foot it needs to fit on, and for you to determine for yourself and for your family. But there's no doubt that America has lost its way spiritually, in my humble opinion. And I believe that we need to, you know, turn to God. And many people are turning to God, and many people resisted and apprehended their First Amendment right to come together in churches at the risk of fines and, being told by their local governments that it was illegal and that they were breaking the law. So what is legal? Our U.S. Constitution, our First Amendment right, or a local authority rather capriciously and arbitrarily deciding that, it's okay for you to go through a drive-through liquor store, but God forbid that you be in your car at a drive-in church service. You know, this is how upside down we are. And Dr. Lamero brings out some good points here, and that is that we have overreacted to all this. And this is going to be a little bit of an opportunity, Gerard, is for us to get the genie back in the bottle in a responsible sort of way, that there are, in the midst of all the lies and everything that has been perpetrated on us, and, you know, what the Chinese Communist Party has thrust upon us, the globalist, socialist, Marxist, you know, here it is. I mean, this is, in a way, like what your book, Real World Socialism, talks about. You know, empty shelves and people being quarantined and authorities telling people that they no longer have liberties. That we're going to tell you where and whom you can meet and how many people you can meet. And it doesn't matter about the economy. What matters is the bureaucracy and the big government. That is... In a sense, that's your new God, is it not?
Absolutely. Real World Socialism is a great book if you really want to take a look at socialism in depth and know why it's evil and why it has always failed in practice, and it also fails in theory within the field of economics. And
these instructors and these colleges are glad that all their students are at home, because if they were in classrooms today, they'd have to answer some questions, would they not?
They would, and they'd have to be handling some tough questions from the students, because really what this is a dry run for socialism. If you like isolation, if you like the government telling you, like the state of Michigan, you're not allowed to buy paint.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to buy fabric. In a store in the state of Michigan, they've
and you can't plant seeds.
It's absurd. Mm. It's absurdity to try to manage that level of detail of a $22 trillion economy, and this is like a dry run for what it would be like to have socialism, have empty shelves in the supermarkets. They're telling in some states the big box stores that sell food and everything else, you know, mm-hmm. they sell all sorts of products and that. They can only sell the food part. If somebody needs a new towel for their bathroom or something, they can't buy a new towel or a new set of sheets. Why not?
Yeah, what's that? Why?
I mean, what is that going to do to cause a disease? Let's face it. The bottom line is that all the evidence is that if you're 75 years or older and you're compromised, you have an immune system that's compromised, you have some bad disease, you're going to have a tough time fighting this. But if you're anybody else, you're probably going to go about your business normally. 97% of the people we now think are going to get no symptoms or very mild symptoms. Why are we maintaining this ridiculous self-isolation and shutdown of an entire economy? I think it has moved into the political realm. I think this is being done for political reasons, because I think they did not want Trump to win re-election. He had a fantastic economy 5 weeks ago, and it will go back to a great economy, but they want him to lose the re-election.
And of course, and that's what seems a little dubious is, some have said, hey, it's like flipping a switch. Let's get back to work. You know, do some smart measures like what you've suggested, but let's get America working again.
Absolutely.
And you've got the pushback by Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and others who are saying, no, we need to feather this up a little bit. I don't know how you can feather up this engine. In some areas, perhaps, where you say, okay, they're least affected, we can begin to turn the lights out or the lights on in those states. And, you know, gradually, as we determine, then move it up. But I think you're going to hit critical mass, and you're going to hit just natural inertia that is going to turn the lights on across this country, regardless of what the politicians try to do.
Absolutely. And there's quite a bit of revolt in terms of people writing to their senators, congressmen, governors, saying, we can't live like this. We're bankrupt.
Right.
And why should the entire small business sector, for example, go bankrupt? Why is it that somebody can't cut someone's hair, but a governor can get a haircut?
Right.
Why is that allowed?
Exactly. Well, like you say, this is real world communism. You know, for the elites, you know, no problem. You get all kinds of exceptions. But for the minions, we have to fall in line. If not, we're going to get a visit from the Gestapo. Or we're going to get a, not a check in the mail, but we may get a ticket in the mail. And, you know, and this whole process, too, of getting money out. Nancy Pelosi is asking for another round. She's also asking for an oversight committee into the president, which is shades and memories of, let's see if we can be critical of the president in such a way, find some sort of, ineptness or some bad decision or bad choice that he made along the way that might even give credence to another impeachment trial.
That's right. And by the way, Dr. Fauci, he may be an expert on his area of medicine, that's fine, or public health, but let's face it, he's not an economist. And back in February, he was telling the president that this is nothing to worry about.
Exactly.
And so why didn't he take credit for his incorrect statements then and not pass it over and say other people could have foreseen this? They couldn't. They were listening to models that were just totally false.
Yeah, they didn't have information from the source. China covered up all this because I believe there's something much more diabolical than the people are willing to accept right now, Gerard. And China has made it real clear that they are, at any cost, they're in for world domination. And so what if it's an experiment either by accident or purposeful? Hey, this is just all part of the process, right? Because this is the same country that enslaves people, harvests their organs, sells baby parts. I mean, they're all in. So what if there's a disease that kills millions around the world? So what?
That's right. And you know what? Something good's going to come out of this. We're going to pull back our supply chains in medicine and in a lot of other areas. They're going to lose an untold amount of money for the United States economy. And we are going to be a lot safer, and we're going to be medically independent of China.
Exactly. Before you get back to work, you want to make sure you read Gerard's new book, Real World Socialism. It is linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Gerard Lomero, thank you as always. Be safe and healthy, buddy.
You too.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to when stay-at-home orders can be lifted across the nation, President Trump says,
the President of the United States calls the shots.
The President telling a White House briefing last evening he's almost done working out a plan to reopen the country, and he adds it could be done ahead of schedule. He also defended his initial response to the coronavirus back in February.
We really have done this right. The problem is the press doesn't cover it.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the President's Coronavirus Task Force is standing by the White House's response to the pandemic. As Fauci told reporters, President Trump acted on the mitigation advice he's been given by experts. And Fauci mentioned that starting immigration efforts sooner would have saved lives, but he wasn't implying that someone was at fault. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Lou Euler, yes, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, and like the rest of us, hunkering down and staying safe and healthy, right, Lou?
Absolutely. You bet. But well, changes have occurred. Now we've got a reduction, by golly, in the anticipated rate of this coronavirus. You bet.
Well, it looks like we're turning the corner, and I think that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx credit the responsibility, self-responsibility of Americans, which is the backbone of this American idea, that we would rise up and be self-responsible, practice good hygiene, social distancing, all those things that the President's task force has called us to do, and we're doing that, and it's paying dividends, and it's really challenging these models that came out that said originally we could be looking at hundreds of thousands of people dying in our country due to the coronavirus.
That's right. And the so-called Murray model of the University of Washington that you're really talking about has forecast now substantial reductions in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, California, Texas, Washington, etc. And I think we can actually now begin to get back to work and back to the nation that we've become.
Exactly, to experience the robust economy and get that back on track. And we shall see, Lou, if once again the president doesn't quiet the naysayers, because they had predicted that we would not have a hockey stick type of experience in getting America back to work. But I'll tell you, they're all getting ready to bust out of those doors that have been closed in front of them, and they're saying, let me get back to work. We need to get America running again.
Yes, but you know, there's also a problem with the so-called CARES Act that the Congress rushed to pass that will be a counter incentive to individuals to return to work, because they will be making more over the next couple of months by being and remaining unemployed than by going back into employment. And this is what government does all the damn time.
Exactly.
And we have to go back, revisit that, and see how to make changes.
Well, Lou, I'm sure you'd agree with me, and I think it's worthy of an admonishment to those that think that they can game the system, because they will pay. They will pay a price, because just as they have lost a certain amount of sharpness to their game by being put on the bench involuntarily over the last several weeks, they will get further and further behind. They know that they need to be back in the office or back working again to keep their skill set sharp and effective. You will lose that edge. And so for those that are thinking and going, should I or shouldn't I, let me make it simple for you. You don't want to do that. You want to get back to work, because you need to exercise your skill set. Because what happens in the nature of business and marketing, you either are growing or you're losing ground. There is no such thing as treading water. If you are treading water, you're losing ground. I'll clarify that for you. So, Lou, I'm sure you would agree with me that, you know, for you and I, as long as we've lived and the experiences we've gone through, you're always better working than staying at home, even if you're paid to do so.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. And the way in which we can unwind this with the now projected reduction in deaths and the rest of it with regard to coronavirus, we can start from the rural America on the West and get the governors to be involved, and the local agency groups, the mayors, etc., and take action from a localized viewpoint based upon the reality of that area. And that's the way we can rebuild the engine of this great nation that we have put on wheels over the last several years.
Exactly. Lou, and the other thing, I want to go back and revisit this trajectory of people getting back to work and taking government money. It always comes with strings attached. And what I'm understanding, in some cases, you're going to have to deal with some unelected bureaucrats. And that's dangerous, because they're going to start writing rules. They're going to start, you know, compelling you based on their own interpretation of the Coronavirus Act that was supposed to help you get through. And businesses, some very sharp business people, have told me, said, Bill, I don't want the money, because this is going to compel my company and put us in arena, and it's going to limit our freedom, and we don't like that. And we think we're going to do what we can to survive. If we have no other choice, then we will. And I think that's wisdom on their part. And I think the opportunity that we have here is that, once again, we could follow the president's lead. The president has returned his salary back to the government from day one. He's not taken one penny as the president and the commander-in-chief of this great country of ours. And I would say to those companies, even those that maybe have taken the money, I hope that you would be healed enough and quick enough in such a way that you could return that money back to the government. What do you think that would say to the people, the forces, the prevailing forces inside of the government that have ambitions to grow the government and to make businesses and everyday Americans more beholden to them than their families?
Yeah, you put it beautifully. And then if we were to follow that lead and begin to restore the integrity of the private working sector and expand it, then it becomes a model, and not only here across America, but around the world, so that the next time this kind of a pandemic arises anywhere in the world, we are much better able to deal with it in a short-term, responsible, and creative way using the model that comes out of the experience here.
Exactly. And Lou, to your earlier point, speaking of models, we need to make sure that what is in the communication pipeline is pure, it's true, it's fact-based, and that when we are dealing in the realm of the theoretical, because we have nothing better to work with, then it needs to come with all kinds of warnings, like anything else that we have out there, because unfortunately, these models have put us in the realm of fear and caused us to react in such a way that in retrospect, we're going to look back on this and saying, wow, we stopped the number one economy in the world based on false evidence appearing real, the acronym for fear. That's what we did. We put a lot of people out of work. All of these other unintended consequences, we don't know. The damage, President Trump said, we could look at an increased number of suicides. I haven't seen that yet. Increased number of divorces. Some are claiming that is the case. Some other social issues, crime issues going up as a result of the fear factor and that which has been running amok as a result of the coronavirus. So we're in that situation, as Donald Trump warned us about earlier, Lou, and that is that we can't let the cure be greater than the disease. And we're almost close to that.
No, you put it beautifully, and we've really have to be very cautious and thoughtful. And we have to be long-range viewing here what this means, so that when we come across another panic, we don't react in exactly the way we have here, but more cautiously and more effectively for the remedy that we're seeking. So you're right on target.
Well, it's all up to we the people, as you and I have discussed many times on the show, Lou, and I've always loved your metaphor about manning your oars. That's what this is all about, and right now, more than ever, we need everyone in this country manning their oars, doing what they can to be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. He is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, how can our citizens get activated by being associated with the Tax Limitation Committee?
Come join us with the Tax Reform Education Project as we restore America, and go to limittaxes.org online and learn how to join us.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Package is started at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and
and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we got Sam Sorbo with us. Sam has an interesting background. A lot of people, because they know her as an actress, and understandably so. I mean, she is absolutely stellar, and she knows how to steal scenes to the point that Kevin doesn't like to be too close to her, and we understand that. Only when he has to, but he enjoys it nonetheless. Sam studied biomedical engineering at Duke University. That was new. I don't know why I missed that. But with your background in biomedical engineering, this has got to be interesting for you. Is this taking you back a little bit to the classroom with all this COVID-19 stuff and all that you studied in college?
Well, not really. I was more into the mechanics of it. The mechanics of engineering. It does take me back in the sense that I did learn how to analyze data and look at facts and see where the facts are pointing. And I got to tell you, Bill, I'm looking at the numbers and I'm hearing Dr. Birx say that they basically count every death as a COVID death. Well, that's patently untrue. Right. And I'm looking at the numbers coming in for influenza deaths, typically pretty high for this time of year. They've dropped to zero, which means all the influenza deaths are being counted as COVID deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the figures are incorrect. The overall figures that they're giving us are incorrect. And I know that some of them are incorrect because they certainly aren't matching up with the prediction.
Exactly.
So I'm starting to lose some faith in who's running this, who's driving this show right now.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I think a lot of Americans have the same sentiment, Sam, is that, you know, credibility is based on the delivery of the truth and the facts. And initially we talked, what, millions of people are going to die? Then it got lowered down to about maybe 200,000. We started to envision body bags, you know, lining up the streets of New York. I mean, it was just an absolute disaster. So now we've gone from that extreme, and everybody's so fearful about the consequences of this COVID-19. What some have called a pandemic, although Bill Bennett has said it's not a pandemic. Because when you look at the numbers, to your point, what you're saying right now, it doesn't measure up to be a true pandemic. And on top of that, we're still trying to figure out what the heck these numbers are. And they're being juiced. And we've been saying this for 2 weeks. That,
they're being juiced. And,
exactly.
And Fauci came out and very, very clearly said we don't have a choice. Well, of course we have a choice.
Yes.
And they're only looking at one side. They're not looking at the ramifications of the economic impact. And I tell you, people do starve to death. So why aren't we looking at the economic impact and trying to get a good value judgment of where to put our resources? We're really, and so that brings me to the subject of the day, which is home education. And the reason that I make this segue is because in home education, we have parents out there who are, and I just wrote an op-ed on this, we have parents out there who are, you know, pulling their hair out because, oh my gosh, now I have to home educate my children. Mm-hmm. But the problem that I see is if you feel incapable to educate your children, then how good is your education? If you went through high school, but you're not capable of imparting the knowledge that you gleaned to somebody who's 8, 9, 10, or 11, then how good is your education? And if your education is that lacking, why would you put your child into that system?
Exactly. And the blessing that I am hearing out of this, Sam, is, you know, it's interesting. We end up teaching that which we ourselves need to learn the most. As parents are re-educating themselves in this process.
Well, that is the beauty of home education, and I love that you point that out. So home education is really as much about educating the parent as it is about educating the children. And what I love about this time right now, and yes, it's a hardship, and I give the devil his due. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who are hurting. But to focus on the home education aspect of this is parents have an opportunity now to get to know their kids better, but also to explore maybe home education is the best opportunity for them. And I'd love for parents to take this time and understand, look, it's a DIY moment. You've got to do it yourself because no one else is going to do it for you. And to that end, I'm offering resources for free. So if you go to coronavirushomeschooling.com, you can sign up and get a daily lesson plan from us. And this has been developed by homeschoolers who have over 30 years experience. There's a vibrant community of home educators there. Mm-hmm. And so we will send you the daily lesson plans, but also come to the Facebook page and join us and ask questions and do some research and do some discovery, because I will tell people, I mean, this has been my message for almost a decade now. Mm-hmm. Homeschooling is easier than you've ever imagined.
Exactly.
And it's more rewarding than you ever dreamed.
Sam, you don't know this about me, but I homeschooled our daughter in her junior and senior year.
Well, that makes you brilliant.
Well, not necessarily, but her mother had doubts. But I it made sense. And then to your point, it was a lot easier in a sense. I mean, the research, plans, school plans, certain subject plan, they were there. It wasn't like I had to start it from, you know, ground zero and go research books and that sort of thing. I had an incredible amount of resources. Yes, it took some planning, but it was well worth what we were able to draw out of it. And, our daughter passed. She graduated from high school, so I guess I didn't do too bad a job.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been putting out a video every day since the lockdown started, and I'm trying to come alongside parents and offer them some advice and some counseling and some consoling, and just try to encourage them and empower them because they are more capable than they believe. Yes. And the reason that they don't think they're capable is only because they've been taught that they're not capable. And so if you think that you're not capable, let me tell you two things. One, that situates you perfectly, because your job really is to show the child how to learn. It's to model learning for the child. So if you don't know, great. You have an opportunity to learn and to show the child how to learn. And that's fantastic. And second, if you feel incapable, it's because of where you came from. And so think twice about sending your child into a system that will make him or her feel incapable.
Exactly. No, that's an excellent point. The other thing to remember is that really you talk about customization of education right there at the home level. The real life experiences of your family that will come into play, and that's what was amazing to me, is that we were able to integrate some family history that, found its way in social studies or history, mm-hmm. and, government education and things like that, which was really an added blessing to all this. So it was, yes, and in customizing it and making it relative to the family like that, it really brought an added dimension that otherwise she wouldn't have gotten in a traditional classroom.
Well, that's the thing, is education shouldn't be one size fits all. We are all unique individuals. This country is predicated on the idea of the individual as sovereign in his own life. And so sending your child into an institution that treats them like they're a number, basically. And I'm not criticizing teachers. I love teachers. I think they're working in a system that's been compromised. And so my heart goes out to them. But for the most part, they're teaching our children that they're accidents of nature, and that they should go along to get along and join the crowd and not talk out of turn and don't talk back to the teacher and all of these things. And yet what we really desire for our children is that they be unique and that they excel. And I mean, Bill, they put in Common Core, for crying out loud.
Right.
Because every parent really just wants their child to be common. I mean, come on. It's so simple. Like, can we please just start asking a few questions? And we ought to be asking questions about coronavirus. We ought to be asking questions about who's driving the bus and what their worldview is. And I got to tell you, I have my doubts. Now, I don't have doubts about Trump, but I have doubts about the people who are advising him. And I just heard that he retweeted a hashtag Fire Fauci.
Yes, I saw that this morning as well. Yeah, it's
so there's hope on the horizon, because Fauci's already said we only have this option, and he clearly and he literally said, "I'm sorry that economically people might be inconvenienced." No, dude, you seriously don't understand what's at stake here.
Mm-hmm. And he's even suggested that maybe Trump missed it, but he forgets that we have video, actual video of him talking as late as mid-February, if I remember correctly, where his understanding of COVID-19, totally different than what it is right now, and it was more supportive of what the WHO and what the Chinese were putting out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he on January 28th said, "There's nothing to fear here. It's not coming here. Don't worry about it." On January 28th, 3 days later, and that was just mirroring the WHO's recommendations, which were very pro-Chinese.
Exactly.
And 3 days later, Trump put in the ban on Chinese flights, and the whole left derided him and said, "Oh, that's a terrible thing, and he's so xenophobic."
Yep.
I mean, they're more concerned with the name of the virus than they are with its potential ramifications, frankly.
Without a doubt. And a couple of weeks later, Dr. Fauci was still insisting, as the Chinese and WHO were putting out, that there was no human-to-human transfer of the disease.
Absurd.
Amazing. Totally absurd. Well, Sam, great work with homeschooling. I'm looking forward to hearing, some of the testimonies of accidental homeschoolers, as you refer to them, and what they hear in terms of how much of a blessing this is for them. Go ahead.
Oh, it's great. I'm already getting emails from parents going, this is so much easier than I thought. I don't think I'm going to send my kid back to the school in the fall.
She's an actress and homeschooling advocate, Sam Sorbo, here on Bill Martinez Live. Sam, as always, you're such a blessing. All the best to you and Kevin and the family. You take care. Be safe out there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.